Okay, today we're continuing Bez Hashem in the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we're up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Beis. In fact, the fourth parak is very short. There are only two Mishnahs, so we will continue the fourth parak and conclude the fourth parak and begin the fifth parak of Masechta Shabbos. So we're going to talk about other things that you're not allowed to do Hatmana with and you are allowed to do Hatmana with on Shabbos. Tonu or on Erev Shabbos. Tomnin Bashlachin. You're allowed to use animal hides for Hatmana because they're not Mosef Hevel, and you can move those animal hides on Shabbos. Even hides that weren't used to do Hatmana are not Muktzah because they can be used for sitting on and a rug and a cushion and things like that. So it's not considered Muktzah. Begizei Tzemer, you could do Hatmana with wool shearings that aren't wet anymore. Vein Metaltan Olson, but those are Muktzah because they're meant to be used to make textiles out of, and you're obviously not allowed to weave fabric on Shabbos. Ketzer also, so what should you do if you surrounded your pot with these wool shearings before Shabbos, and now you need to access your pot, but the shearings themselves are muktzah? So simple, no telasakisoi, ve'nofos, just lift off the covering of the pot, and then the wool shearings will fall away on their own. So that's what we call tiltul min atzad. You're not directly touching or moving the wool shearings, you're picking up the pot, and then the wool shearings are falling away on their own. What about removing a pot from a box that's filled with muktzah? So Reb Lozman Azariah Omer, kupa, if you have a box that's filled with wool shearings that are muktzah, mata al tzid v'notel, tilt the box that has the shearings onto its side, and then take the pot out, meaning the shearings will slide to one side of the box, and that will expose part of the pot, and then you'll be able to take the pot from the exposed part of the pot, and then when the box is standing upright again, the shearings are going to fall back into place around the pot. However, you're not allowed to take the pot out of the box without first tilting it, because we're afraid that you might take the pot out of the box and then you're not going to be able to put it back because the shearings are all going to fall into the hole that was created by removing the pot. So you might forget and you might move the shearings out of the way in order to put the pot back into the box, and that's going to be a violation of muktzah. So that's why we said that you have to tilt it on its side, and then remove the pot, so all the shearings will slide to one side, and when you want to replace the pot, you could put it in the area of the box that's empty of those shearings, and then you put the pot back in that cavity, and then you tilt the box back to its to an upright position, and the shearings will fall around it. Now you can take the pot out without tilting the box, and you can put it back in, as long as the wool shearings haven't actually fallen into the empty cavity where the pot was. They're not afraid that you might come to be tempted to move the shearings itself. So everything we've been discussing about Hatmana has been about an Erev Shabbos, where you're not allowed to be matman with Davar HaMosef Hevel. What about Hatmana on Shabbos itself? So lochi so mibod yom, if you didn't cover the pot while it was Erev Shabbos, lo yichasen mishtach shach. You're not allowed to cover it once, or insulate it once it's already Shabbos, even with the Davar She'ena Mosef Hevel, because if we're afraid, if we allow that, then you might notice that the pot that you're about to wrap is already cold, and you might come to reheat it before you wrap it up. Kisov in the Skala, if you covered the pot before Shabbos with something that's Eino Mosef Hevel, and then the pot became uncovered on Shabbos, so Mutal Chasoso, you can re-wrap it on Shabbos, as long as the Hatmana was already started on Erev Shabbos. So what about cold food? Mimalei Sakiton, you could fill a bottle with cold water, and then you could wrap it in a pillow or a cushion on Shabbos to take away the chill of the water. So even though you're not allowed to wrap hot food, even B'davar She'eino Mosef Hevel on Shabbos, that's only hot food. Cold food, there's no problem with the B'davar She'eino Mosef Hevel. Now we move on to Perek Hey of Masechta Shabbos, and this is Bame Behema Yotza. The Torah asks not only a person from doing Malacha, but an owner of an animal can't let the animal do malacha on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to let your animal carry something outside in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. But things that the animal needs for its own protection is not considered a burden that the animal is carrying, and it therefore can go out with them on Shabbos. And that's what this mission is about. The types of things that are considered like basic protection for the animal that they're therefore allowed to go out with on Shabbos. What can an animal wear outside on Shabbos and what can it not wear outside on Shabbos? So Yotze Gomel Ba'afsar, a camel could go out with a leash tied around its mouth. Vinaka Bechotam, and a female camel can have a nose ring. Ulubutkis Beprumbia, and a certain type of donkey can have a type of headgear that controls the animal, that has straps and reins, because these types of donkeys have to be controlled, so otherwise they go nuts. So therefore, you need it on Shabbos. It's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. It's considered like a basic necessity. Vesus bashir, a horse can go out with a collar on Shabbos. Because a person leads a horse by attaching a leash to that collar. V'kol bali asher yotzim shir. Any animal that wears a collar, dogs and things like that, you're allowed to have it go out with a collar on Shabbos around the neck. V'mshachem bashir, and they could be pulled by the leash that's attached to the collar, because it's meant to restrain the animal, so it's not considered to be a masuli. It's considered something that the animal needs in order for its own protection, to restrain it from harming itself or others. So once we're talking about a collar, even though this is Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us a din in Tumah and Tara related to a collar. You could be maza the Efer Paraduma on these collars and dip them in a mikveh even while they're still on the animal's neck. Meaning, you would imagine being maza mechatas would have to be done independently while it's not on the animal's neck. But if the collar became tame from tumas meis, you don't have to remove it from the animal's neck in order to sprinkle it with the mechatas. You could sprinkle it while it's still on the animal, and we're not concerned that the water might get directly onto the animal, which would make the water, the rest of the water that's on the branch you're sprinkling with, unusable. And if an animal's collar needs to be toveled in a mikveh, you might think that it's going to be a chatzitza if I don't take it off of the animal's neck. No, you could just put the animal in the mikveh until the collar is totally under the water, and we're not worried that it's going to be so tight that it's going to be a chatzitza because it's too tightly connected to the animal's neck. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. So first, we learned Perek Dal in Mishnah Beis, where we said that you could do hatmana with animal hides, and they're not mukta, but if you do hatmana with wool shearings, they are not mosav hevel, but they are mukta, and therefore, in order to remove the pot, the food from the pot that's surrounded by wool shearings, you need to lift up the cover of the pot, and the wool shearings fall away on their own. And then we had a machlokas, if the pot is in a box that is full of wool shearings, so you have to tilt the box in order to be able to remove food, so that the shearings all go to one side of the box, or can you trust that you'll just take the food out of the pot, you'll put it back in, you'll take the pot out of the box, rather, you'll put it back in, and if the wool shearings fall into the cavity where the pot used to be, we're not concerned that you're going to come to move the shearings themselves. Then we learned that there is an Isra of Hatmana, even Bedavar She'enu Mosef Hevel, on Shabbos itself, unless that Hatmana was begun on Erev Shabbos and it just became exposed, and then you can rewrap it on Shabbos. We also learned that there's no Isra of Hatmana even on Shabbos with cold items, only with hot items. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Perkei Mishnah Aleph, we discussed which types of things do animals need on their body to protect them and to restrain them, and therefore is not a violation of an animal walking out with on Shabbos. So we gave a whole list of items, and we said once we're talking about a collar of an animal, there are two other halachos not relating to Shabbos, and that is that when sprinkling mechatos, if the collar became tameh to a mace, or if the collar became tameh and needs to go in the mikveh, you could leave it on the animal even as you sprinkle the mechatos or you put it in the mikveh. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Beis.